Report: Biden's DHS prepares to free border crossers directly into U.S. communities once Title 42 ends. By John Binder on May 10, 2023. President Joe Biden's Department of Homeland Security, DHS, is preparing to release border crossers and illegal aliens directly into American communities when Title 42, one of the administration's only remaining border controls, ends on Thursday. In 2020, in the midst of the coronavirus pandemic, former President Donald Trump invoked Title 42 at the United States-Mexico border to ensure that federal immigration officials could quickly return illegal aliens to their native countries for the sake of public health. To date, more than 2.5 million illegal aliens have been removed from the U.S. after crossing the border thanks to Title 42. Biden's DHS is now preparing a memo that will direct Customs and Border Protection to begin releasing migrants into the United States without court dates or the ability to track them, according to three sources familiar with the plans, NBC News reports. The Biden administration began releasing migrants without court dates to alleviate overcrowding in March 2021, but had previously enrolled those migrants in a program known as Alternatives to Detention, which required them to check in on a mobile app until they were eventually given a court date. The new policy would release them on parole with a notice to report to an Immigration and Customs Enforcement office but without enrolling them in the program. Emphasis added. "We're already breaking and we haven't hit the starting line," one DHS official told NBC News, speaking on the condition of anonymity because the person isn't authorized to talk to the media. Emphasis added. The expansion of Biden's catch-and-release network, DHS officials told NBC News, will apply to border crossers and illegal aliens who they say will be vetted before their release into American communities. The details of that vetting process, though, were not shared. "The main goal," a DHS official said, "is to free up space in the federal agency's detention system. In practice, border crossers and illegal aliens will be directly released onto U.S. streets so that more migrants can fill detention centers along the border." Even before Title 42 ends on Thursday, Biden's DHS has close to 30,000 border crossers and illegal aliens in so-called processing centers along the border. This is far beyond what those spaces are meant to hold, 18,500 individuals. As Breitbart News reported, Biden's DHS expects some 400,000 migrants to arrive at the border every month after Title 42 ends. Such a monthly illegal immigration inflow would be larger than the resident population of New Orleans. According to an estimate from Senator Ron Johnson, R.Y., the Biden administration has released close to 5 million border crossers and illegal aliens into the U.S. interior since taking office, a foreign population that exceeds the populations of 28 states. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.